Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the greenbacks tumble.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering on the epicenter of free speech. Genesis Communications Network, GCNlive.com. I'm Vincent Fennelli. With us is America's only full-time radio correspondent from Australia, Gwyneth Isaacs. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello there, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Well, yeah, I'm doing really well. And, you know, Gwyneth, I was thinking about, 19 days from now, there's a remembrance in the United States of America called Independence Day. And on July 2nd, 1776, we formed the document, we signed it, and 2 days later it was declared, July 4th, 1776. The 13 original colonies declared independence from the monarchy of Britain, a guy named King George III. And that was New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Delaware, Maryland, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Georgia, the 13 original colonies. And the guys that signed that risked their lives. And so we have the United States of America, which resulted from the Declaration of Independence from King George and his monarchy. And it is remembered incorrectly across the media every year, year after year after year, as the barbecue day, you know, hot dog day, grilling day, the fourth of July. It's not remembered for its original reason or meaning, which was to remember the sacrifices of those who formed this great nation, the United States of America, by declaring our independence from King George. And so I would like to bring to our class's attention, for your consideration, please pay attention to those in the media, across any media you listen to, or watch, or read, and see if they, those people in the media, refer to that day, Independence Day, as the 4th. Hey, the 4th of July. The 4th. Have a great day, the weekend. We're celebrating the 4th. Make sure you have your propane and your grill all ready and you're ready for barbecue day. I suggest you consider listening and watching and reading what these people refer to that day as. And I suggest that those who refer to it as the 4th, or the 4th of July, rather than Independence Day, are disrespecting our founding fathers, are disrespecting the entire movement that made us the greatest nation in the history of the world. And I suggest you consider what they say and then maybe reconsider your opinion of those people. When someone refers to it as the 4th of July, carelessly and recklessly, I drop my opinion of them dramatically. Because they're careless, in my opinion, and reckless. It's unacceptable to me. It's like bad manners. It's like what's happening to the rest of this country. And it's progressing through the whole world. There's a men's room and there's a ladies' room, and men don't go in the ladies' room and vice versa. Boys don't go in the girls' locker room and vice versa. Boys are boys, girls are girls, and that's all there is to it. You can tell by chromosomes who's who. It's not who feels like who's being who. The perversion's got to stop, the disrespect has to stop, and the feel-good, me first, has got to stop. Gwyneth, any comments?
Yeah, there's only one woman who should ever go in the men's room, and that's the cleaner. I've been a cleaner from time to time, and men just are not very good at cleaning the men's room. They need a woman to clean the men's room.
We're probably not good at cleaning lots of things. And I don't. Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
They don't aim very well. Okay.
Well,
you men out there, take consideration when you use the urinal. If you spill it, someone has to wipe it up. And it's probably some poor Mexican in the United States, you know, because I know that most of your cleaners and all that are, I mean, it's just, I know it's probably a stereotype, but there's a lot of cleaners who come from south of the border in the United States from what I hear. And it's probably some poor Mexican woman who's scraping by to get her own piece of, you know, the American apple pie, because America is the greatest country that has ever been, except for Israel. Israel gave the world the Bible. That's why I say that. Okay? Not for any reason of, you know, what they've done since, but they did give the world the Holy Bible. And they gave the world Jesus Christ. And because of that, I say that probably might just top America, but Israel has gone downhill quite a bit since then in their, you know, virtue. And I would say that America is really going down quite a bit in their virtue. And even Jesus Christ at his day, 2,000 years ago, had issues with the way that, you know, that the nation of Israel was being run. And things have not improved in 2,000 years, by the way. So anyway, there we go. That's, I think that America is certainly one of the greatest nations in the history of the world. I really do. Because the British, they came up with the idea of, you know, actually it was the British that came up with the idea of freedom with the Magna Carta. And with not paying taxes, which was the Magna Carta. But they fell into corruption, and that flame of freedom got taken to America by particular people who were actually British aristocrats who knew the British common law. And if you look at the founding fathers, all of them, just about, were British aristocrats. But they knew the British common law. They knew that their own country had been taken over by the Germans and compromised. And they regarded America as the United States of America, that is, as being a place where they could rekindle that flame. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, and the founding fathers were the original criminals, you know, of the crown. Treason.
Yeah.
High treason. High treason.
Yeah. Yeah, they were. But I know particular people here in Australia who are members of the Washington family, and somehow they ended up here in Australia, here in Victoria, here in my local area. But, you know, they're quite proud of their family heritage, And but they unfortunately, you know, they haven't really carried the flame down very well, in my humble opinion. You know, maybe there's Washingtons in America who have done a better job. But you have to keep that flame burning. You can't just rest on the laurels of your ancestors, whether they are actual physical ancestors or national ancestors. You know, you have to keep those ideals alive. You have to be educated about what you stand for. And the 4th of July, if you haven't done so, my apologies. Independence Day, my apologies. Independence Day is the day to get educated about what your country, if you are an American, what your country stands for. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah. And we Americans have become fat and lazy and tolerant. And, you know, there are things to be intolerant of. And there are things to be prejudiced against. I'm prejudiced. I'll admit it right here, right now. I am prejudiced. And what that means is I can prejudge based on my experiences. Okay, I am prejudiced against the low quality of Harbor Freight tools. I think most of them are terrible. And when I see the name Harbor Freight, I am prejudiced against them because I know I have broken them in my hands. I know that they're dangerous. I know that when a ratcheting breaker bar shatters, it could put somebody's eye out. I am prejudiced against Harbor Freight tools. Prejudice doesn't necessarily mean against a person's pigmentation or their religion. It could be prejudice against anything. Prejudging based on experience. That's my definition of prejudice. And I am prejudiced. I won't buy Orscheln house brand fluid that they call tractor hydraulic fluid because I know it's not tractor hydraulic fluid. It's a fraud. I know that. I'm prejudiced against them. And when I drive by Orscheln, I don't have a good feeling. I'm prejudiced against that entire corporation. Because they fleeced the public, including me. I'm prejudiced against Monsanto. Why? Because they're killing life on the planet. I'm prejudiced against people who lie, cheat, and steal. I'm prejudiced against homos. Because they spread disease and they are me first, and generally speaking. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me they are not so interested in what feels good to them and their work and their anatomy that they're willing to put that second. What, if any comments?
Have you heard of a source of the monkeypox thing?
Right? Yeah, it's like Homo Central. Homo Central bathhouses where yeah. Gay orgies, right. Homosexual orgies. The epicenter of monkeypox, which is related to smallpox, which can kill you. And so when I was on with Rich Sheban, and he'd say, you know, we'd talk about homophobes, I'd raise my hand. Yeah, you couldn't see because this is radio. I'd raise my hand and I'd say, I'm a homophobe. Because those guys carry diseases and spread them. And here we are, monkeypox. We'll be right back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR. IVR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kenneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. And I've been thinking about so many things that are going wrong in the United States of America. I'm thinking that we have a guy that carries a Bible, sits in the big chair, professes to be a Roman Catholic, goes to church and services on a regular basis, and endorses and supports and recommends abortion, which is murder, right? And then the same guy is involved in making arms available to Ukraine to kill Christians. And then the same guy lied when he was at in law school. He's a plagiarist. It's well known. Look it up. Plagiarized in the Senate and has been part of the machine for about 50 years at the highest level. And his wife, some people say that she's so greedy that she wanted to sleep with the president and concealed the facts of his mental inabilities so that she could sleep with the president. Well, more like tuck the president in at night. We have the second chair, which would be the vice chair, and that person's AWOL. That person doesn't do what she's been told, doesn't do what she's been asked, hasn't secured the border, is trying to figure out how she can be in the big chair. We have the big chair who has been responsible for the almost tripling of fuel prices. We have fruit in Florida that farmers are probably not going to pick because the truckers aren't going to move the food north to the northeast because of the cost of fuel and the regulations. So we have food that's going to waste. We have crops that have been delayed in planting in the Midwest and the Southwest because of either rain or flooding or wildfires. We've been spraying the skies with chemicals, and no president has ever addressed it, at least publicly. We've been squandering money like crazy on all kinds of stupid things. They have been giving people money to stay home. They've been given payroll protection loans to companies that don't even have employees. And the loans are not really loans, they're gifts. And that comes out of our pockets as from inflation and taxes. We've had record federal taxes. How is it possible that the general public is broke and at the same time, year after year, record taxes are being declared? How's that possible? Something's really, really wrong. Companies, you know, stock prices, up until recently, stock prices are going up and up and up. But I was taught, you know, I have a master's degree in finance and economics. It's useless. Because I was taught that in order to have a successful company, you had to have a successful product or service. What other than cell phones do we do? What do we do? Do we make things? Our washing machines come from Asia. Our refrigerators come from Asia. Our freezers come from Asia. The compressors for automobiles, cooling systems, come from Asia. A lot of the parts and semiconductors come from Asia. Tool and die makers have all but disappeared. Those are the guys that make the tools, that make the products, those are the guys that make the tools that allow us to make the machines to make the products. They've all but disappeared. I can't imagine what it would cost to paint a house today. I can't imagine. Just for the paint. To have your car fixed, you're looking at over $100 an hour labor. It's ridiculous. Mercedes is more like $120 an hour. People can't fix their own cars because we've specialized to the point where we can't even maintain the trinkets that we buy. If you have a Blu-ray player or if you have a DVD player and it acts a little quirky, what's the first thing you do? Look for a new one. What's the second thing you do? Throw out the old one. We don't fix anything. We can't repair things ourselves. We've allowed these corporations to paint us into a box. And if you call Rubbermaid to complain that the Rubbermaid storage containers break when they're cold, you'll get an answer from their answering machine saying, we're protecting our employees, so we're not going to let them talk to you to keep them safe. It's not just that.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Republican Myra Flores flipped the Democrat House District in South Texas on Tuesday from blue to red. A special election in a district that has 84% Latino voters. Flores, a respiratory care practitioner, had 51% of the vote to Democrat Dan Sanchez's 43%. There will be no runoff. The U.S. House of Representatives gave the green light to legislation that would allow round-the-clock security protection for families of Supreme Court justices. 1 week after a man was arrested for the attempted assassination of a court justice, the House passed a security measure Tuesday, 396-27. All of the votes in opposition came from Democrats. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy from California.
By passing this bill as is, we are sending a clear message to the left-wing radicals. You cannot intimidate the Supreme Court justices.
USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
NASA announced this week that the Hubble Space Telescope detected what might be a wandering black hole nearly 5,000 light-years away in our Milky Way galaxy. Black holes cannot be seen with a traditional telescope. However, Hubble was able to detect gravity-warping effects caused by the object. More discoveries on the Biden laptop continue to be a national disgrace. President Biden's degenerate son, Hunter, recorded himself bragging about his ability to manipulate his father, President Biden. Published by the Washington Examiner, this audio recording is from December 3rd, 2018.
He's going to talk about Chuck Thurman and the other things I want him to. He'll talk about anything that I want him to that he believes in. If I say this is important to me, then he will work a way in which to make it a part of his platform. My dad respects me more than he respects anyone in the world, and I know that to be certain. So it's not going to be about whether my dad thinks it's going to affect his politics. It won't. It's not going to be whether or not he's going to be embarrassed. I mean, he never will. It's not going to. All of those concerns that you have with all of the people that you know that are in the that are the children of, I have none of them. Not a single one. The only one that I have is the knowledge that it's a different world, not by choice. But I am understanding of that because the person that has lived that life, that has given me this life, is the person I most admire in the world, and I would never change it because it's bigger than me.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
That's what you just heard last segment from me is my frustration with the media in general, corporations in general, politicians in general, and the generally dumb public. And I believe, let me say it this way. Did I just hear the news announcer just say that the resident's son is a degenerate? I think I heard that. Can you imagine that? Some guy that is a drug addict, some guy that abuses women, some guy that regularly visited prostitutes and brags about it, And the guy in the big chair is proud of that boy. We have fallen so far, class. And I think Gwyneth has the theme nailed down for today's lessons in today's class. Gwyneth, what is the theme of today's class?
We're going down hard, and there's nothing that can be done about it. And we all need to remember that.
No disagreement. Class, if when you put all these pieces that are right in front of you together, the heat, the drought, the drying up of rivers, then there's the flooding. The manipulation of the weather is causing all this. People flying needlessly through the skies for no good reason whatsoever. Hardly anybody has to fly anywhere. And I can't think of a good reason to fly. Unless you're moving. And maybe that's not even a valid reason. You know, to fly across the ocean if you're moving. But it looks to me like, let me explain it this way. So yesterday and the day before, we were trying to cut hay. Now, we were cutting hay this late in the season because it had rained and rained and rained, and the fields finally dried enough where we could cut the hay, and the hay would be dried by the sun. But the weather changed so quickly from nonstop rain to blistering heat that the grass died in one day. Right after this broadcast, in a little over an hour, I'm going to be hopping on a tractor, and I'm going to be going around in circles gathering the hay that Mrs. Finelli rakes. I'm going to be baling dust compared to what it used to be like. We have roughly one-third to one-half less yield this year than we've had in previous years because of this blistering heat. I actually thought that there would be announcements of grid failures, blackouts, rolling black brownouts. I expected that in Texas and other locations like Illinois. And I didn't hear them. I didn't read them. But I still believe they happened. I can't prove it. But with this amount of heat and the taxing of the load taxation, of the grid, the demand for electricity, I can't believe the grid stayed intact. I can't believe it. I'm wondering if we'll hear about it in a couple of weeks. Oh, that was really terrible. We almost lost the grid. I'm wondering if we're going to hear that. What I'm saying is the food supply is in jeopardy. And it's not being reported except in alternative media, like here, where we're telling you that farmers can't afford the fuel, they can't afford the fertilizer, they can't afford the seed, and they can't bear the heat and the drought and the flooding. You put it all together, it's a recipe for food disaster. That's what I see. I'm really worried. I have never been so concerned in my life as I am right this second. And if you are in class regularly, you can hear it in my voice. This is not an act. We don't act. Except on doublespeak days, and we announce that. This is for real. Gwyneth, it's all yours. I'm going to sit back and relax.
Yep. I think that particular people who work for InfoWars, because they come from Texas, they've been anecdotally reporting brownout. I think that there's been no formal announcement. You know, you're absolutely right there. But the people who, like I say, they work for InfoWars, they live in Texas, and they have been sort of letting it slip on air from time to time that there has been brownouts in their local area. So I think you're absolutely right, Vincent. I think that this is not a joke. We are really, really going down hard. And you are going to wish that you had the level of comfort and technology that Neolithic cavemen had by the end of this. You're going to look at those people in the history books of the Neolithic cavemen, and you're going to say, gee, actually, they had it pretty good. They had it down. They could survive. They knew what they were doing. We don't. That is how bad it's going to be. You are going to look at the people in the Mad Max movies and you're going to say, that we have it worse than what they had. You know, that is how bad it's going to be. And one small example, which I mentioned to Vincent just before we went on air, I gave him a call because I regarded this as being so important. Japan is going through probably even worse things than the United States. Japan at the moment is having an absolute explosion of people who are going to public parks and committing harikari, killing themselves in public parks. And I've heard of that, you know, for a little while. I actually heard it from a website that my son was going to probably over 6 months ago now. And, you know, he pointed this out. He said, hey, have a look at this, Mum. And there was a, you know, they call them influencers or internet personalities, and his name was called Logan Paul. And he is an American, and he went to Japan, and he did something that was absolutely disgusting and just made a complete disgrace of himself. He poked fun at the people who had hanged themselves in trees in a public park in Japan. And that is just, the whole internet absolutely regarded that as being completely disgraceful. But the fact that such parks exist in Japan is a fact. And it's a tragedy. And those parks are getting quite full. And the reason is because their economy is collapsing even harder than our economy is. You know, because they're an island, and whereas the English-speaking world has a variety of different countries, they all speak English, and they can communicate with each other, and they can trade with each other, and they're generally, you know, not always, but generally on good terms with each other. Japan has got Japan, which is a small group of islands off the east coast of the Eurasian landmass. And that's all they have. And they have a large population, and they don't have anywhere else to go. None of the other nations around them like them. And they have, their economy is absolutely being crushed at the moment. And they cannot fund their own economy. And at the moment, the Japanese government is funding their economy by selling U.S. treasuries. And in the last 6 months, they have sold $73 billion worth of U.S. treasuries. And they are doing that for the sake of their own survival. They are flooding the U.S. Treasury, international treasuries market, with treasuries, and they are doing so for the sake of their own survival, because their economy is going down even harder than our economy is. And they have a large population on a small set of islands. They can't feed their own people. They can't trade with any of the nations around them, because all the nations around that area of the world all hate each other. The Japanese, the Koreans, the Chinese, the Taiwanese, the whole lot of them, they all hate each other. And they won't trade with each other, but they will trade with the West. And the Japanese they can't go to China for help. China's tried multiple times over the millennia to invade them and take them over. And they go in there and they kill the men and they make sex slaves of all the women. And they've done it before and they'll do it again probably if they get the chance. That's what China does to Japan, and Japan does the same thing to China. Okay? They all know it. And the only way that the Japanese can get out of their spot that they're in for the moment and delay what is inevitable for them is if they sell from their stash of U.S. treasuries that they have been accumulating since the end of World War II. And that's all that they can do. 6 months ago, they had $1.33 trillion worth of U.S. treasuries. Now they have $1.23 trillion worth of U.S. treasuries. And that's 72 or 73 billion dollars worth of treasuries is now on the international market as driving down the price of the U.S. dollar, which is going to crash the U.S. economy. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, and
it's very sad.
You know, I have a short story to tell. I was buying some straw just to try to rescue our garden from the heat, and put it around the tomato plants and around the pepper plants and the other plants, the broccoli, etc. And I was talking to a farmer that I knew from a long time ago, about 17 years here in Missouri. And I said to him, so do you think that a young person who wants to be a farmer can survive, can make it as a farmer today? And what I'm saying is that this person can fix his own equipment, is knowledgeable, and has the skills to maintain the tractors, the implements, knows how to do it. Can a young person start out today and become a farmer? He said, no way, absolutely not. I said, okay, so how about this? How about you take a young person who has the desire, the knowledge to be a farmer, and he inherits. When I say he, that's the old term for he and she. Okay? He is generic. So it's not sexist, it just means a person. So there's a young farmer, and he has the desire to be a farmer. He inherits the tools. He inherits the farmland. He inherits the tractors and the implements. Can he make it? And the answer I heard was, no way. No way. That's why we can't make it either.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, here's a first here at USA Prepares. And this is a pop quiz. I didn't announce that we were going to have a quiz today, but here's a quiz. It's just one question. Just one question. And you can grade it yourself. The question is, who is most likely to help you directly or indirectly? Repeat. Who is most likely to help you directly or indirectly? There are four choices. A, a politician. B, a media person. C, the generally dumb public. Or D, a farmer. Who is most likely to help you directly or indirectly? A politician? That's A. B, a media person. You know, mainstream media. That's B. C, the generally dumb public. Or D, a farmer. Okay. That's your homework for today. And please complete it and send in your answer to instructor@usapreparers.com. Instructor@usapreparers.com. I will grade them personally and I will send you the results of your examination. There's only one correct answer. Gwyneth, any comments about today's quiz?
Yeah, I know which one I know. I don't want to spoil it for the rest of the class, though.
You know, it's amazing. But think about
it. Self-evident. It's the right answer.
It is self-evident. Yes. And during the break, I decided that I wanted to figure out what I think the purpose of government is. And I only came up with one thing. To control us. If I had to say what government is in one sentence, it is to control us. Now, by doing so, they elevate themselves above us. But that's the purpose, to control us. In order to do that, they have to do lots of things, like take our money, put us in prison, tax us into oblivion, regulate our behavior. There are a lot of things they do in order to control us. Any comments about that, Gwyneth?
Yeah, there's this fellow called Ziggy Marley, and he wrote this song. He's Bob Marley's son, and the song was called Mind Control. It goes something like, Mind control, mind control, mind control, the destruction of your soul. Mind control, mind control, and so on and so forth. You know, I think you get the picture. But actually, government means mind control. That's what it means. And if they've got your mind, they've got you. You need, and the only way to be free of government control is to learn to think for yourself. To not go, to when you have a problem on your farm, to not feel as your first instinct to go to the extension agent. To not feel as your first instinct, gosh, I don't know what's happening here. I'd better go and see the USDA, to go and see the USDA, to go and see what's happening. You know, the USDA does not know about your farm. You know about your farm more than the USDA or the Australian Agriculture Department or whoever knows about your farm. You are the one who knows about your farm. You are the one who knows about your life. You have to make decisions on your own life as to what is best for you and what is best for your family. That is just how it is. And as soon as you can do that, you have got a chance of being free. And you have got a chance not only of being free, but also of surviving. Because you will not survive what is coming down the tracks unless you learn to think for yourself and make decisions for yourself and for your family. And then your friends, secondarily, if they are worthy of it, and then maybe for, you know, what's good for the rest of the world after that. But that has to be your order of priority. It has to be, because anything else will sink you. You know, we're heading into a time where you are going to see a complete and utter collapse of the supply chain. And it is started, and there is no turning it back. It's not coming back on. You have a master's degree in economics and finance. What does a complete collapse of the U.S. Treasuries market look like? What will it look like? Could you please tell myself and the class that? Because I think I can guess, but I would like you to give me some details on what's that going to look like when we come back from the top of the hour news. And I would like you to go into as much detail as you can on that topic, because I believe that it's important. I believe that it means that the U.S. Federal Reserve status is going to go away. And I've got a good idea instinctively of what that means, but I would like you to flesh that out if you can, Vincent. And I believe you're the best person to do it.
We'll be right back.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.